It started life in a parking lot in 2010, the brainchild of Tucson fashion designer Elizabeth Deneau. Tucson Fashion Week returned in 2011 in a closed-off street, then last year it took a hiatus. Deneau, owner of the fashion line Candy Strike, was busy with her business and ready for someone else to take the reins. Enter Paula Taylor.
I called Elizabeth Deneau, the founder of Tucson Fashion Week, and she's a friend of mine. And I had seen Tucson Fashion Week years previous, and I thought it was fun and funky. But I had some ideas about how we could grow it and take it to another level.
Taylor is an events organizer, fashion designer, former boutique owner, author of the book How to Produce a Fashion Show from A to Z, and generally regarded as both experienced and visionary enough to take Tucson Fashion Week to the next level. Her partner in the venture is fashion stylist Melanie Sutton.
I've known Paula for a long time, Paula and Melanie. They've always had the same goals in mind with fashion, so it only felt right to hand them the torch. I'm actually emotional right now. Like, they did an amazing job, and I know how hard it is, and Betsy Johnson's in Tucson. I mean, come on. It says it all. Yeah.
Last weekend, Deneau and her plus-size clothing line joined 23 designers and more than 800 people in an event held over three nights at three different Tucson venues.
So our mission was to have a community-wide event. And last year, well, 2 years ago, it was downtown.
It was held downtown. And so our goal was to definitely reach out different aspects of Tucson so everyone would feel to have a part of it and invite everyone in the community. So that's the reason why we kind of chose different venues. However, we wanted to honor downtown, and we wanted to make sure we always have one night dedicated downtown.
For friends Dia Venny and Gwen Jones, it was about time.
Yeah. There's a lot of fashion here, and we just need to get exposed.
Yeah, I think so.
We're like major Betsy Johnson fans, so.
Yes, Betsy Johnson. Securing the iconic designer who blazed onto the fashion scene in the 1960s and has been raising eyebrows ever since, helped secure major sponsors like Mercedes-Benz and attract national as well as local designers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the iconic, the incomparable Betsy Johnson.
Johnson, now 71, put on a fashion retrospective from the 60s through to the present day, ending the runway show with her signature cartwheel and the splits. And this despite the fact that she had seven stitches in her head after a fall in her bathroom a few days earlier.
And I hit a metal-edged table, and then my head clunked on the edge of the tub, and then my shoulder rammed in under my toilet of a very small New York
bathroom. How many stitches?
Seven.
Whoa. You're referred to as the wild child of fashion. Does that get tired ever?
No, bring it on. I mean, wild child, I like the feeling of that. But that's something, that's a very wonderfully respectful thing. And you earn that. I mean, that comes from years of, can only be wild if you also at the same time sell. Yeah, you never get too much confidence. You know, you're only as good as your last sale, no matter what.
Johnson's scars are not just physical. Last year, her company filed for bankruptcy, and every one of her stores was closed. Today, her brand is owned by Steve Madden, and Johnson is creative director.
Oh, we went kaput. And Steve Madden, he's very well known in the shoe and bag category, he bought us. Long story short, I don't want to stop working. So it was interesting for me to join a corporate thing, but I'm creative director, and I'm very happy because I don't have to worry about markdowns, damages, returns, shipping it. But I was very happy that Steve picked my name up and wanted me to keep going.
The hope is that Tucson Fashion Week keeps going too. Designers like Bert Keeter, a contestant on Lifetime's Project Runway, plan on coming back.
And I love it. I love the atmosphere. It's got a, I think it's because of this university here, and it's quite a bit different than Palm Springs. I think this being the first year, it's sort of like a little nucleus of what they're hoping to expand. I think next year we're going to try and get some Project Runway designers here besides myself and do maybe a whole night of Project Runway.
Melanie Sutton has big plans.
We're excited. For our first year, we're sold out almost every night, so it's great.
The last word goes to Tucson Fashion Week founder Elizabeth Deneau.
I kind of feel like a proud mama bear right now. It's amazing. It's just so cool.
To read more about Tucson Fashion Week, visit www.threestorymagazine.com. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Gillian Drummond.
That story was produced by Gillian Drummond and Kayla Samoy.